The Ministry of Water Resources works on housing to set up a committee to investigate why projects executed by government cost higher than similar projects constructed by other institutions. This among other efforts to address challenges affecting the construction of public projects. Speaking at the third annual general meeting of the Architectural and Engineering Services Limited, AESL in Accra, the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Colin Zauda, said the use of local building materials by contractors will bring down the cost of construction and create employment for Ghanaians. A report by Yvonne Asariofe and Louisa Tufuseini.
The minister, Alhaji Collins Dauda, said Ghana is having a huge housing deficit, and with the collaboration of agencies and firms, government is seriously tackling this challenge as it commits itself towards the construction of affordable houses for workers and the security services. He emphasized the need for contractors exhibit high professionalism in their work and ensure that they work in accordance with specifications and designs and also to the Ghana Building Code. He reiterated the need for contractors to use local materials to reduce the cost of projects.
If it is possible for an NGO or a philanthropist to construct a school at a lower cost than the public institution like the district assembly, we need to find the reasons why there is that difference. So as a result, I'm going to set up a committee to go into why government projects cost higher than the same project constructed by other institutions. We have always said that the local contractors must use local material so that the cost of construction must come down. A study has shown that if you use the local material, it brings the cost of the project down by 30%. Now, with this observation, we should be able to implement it and compel contractors to use local material in the construction of public buildings. I have asked AESL to develop a contract document in which we make provision for the use of local goods. So it becomes mandatory that the contractor uses local material. We specify the type of local material that must be used so that on our inspection we are able to say that we asked you to use this local material and did you have used it or you have not used it. That way we'll be able to bring the cost of projects down.
The Managing Director of Architecture and Engineering Services Limited, Louis Sachmu Atongo, said the year 2012 turned out to be a very challenging one for the company in terms of job acquisition. He hoped that principles of the company's code of conduct are upheld by employees in the discharge of their duties.
Our idea is to streamline the designs so that we have a standard design. So if we know that we are talking about 6-unit classroom block, we know that this is the design. The roofing will be aluminium, the painting will be whatever you specify, the block work will be 6 inches, 5 inches, the classroom size will be of this size. So we are standardizing the designs. When we standardize the design, the one we are talking on the same latitude and parameters.
The annual general meeting enables the company to review its performance for the year 2012 and for government to be able to assess it to meet tax obligations.
A report by Yvonne Asariofe and Louisa Tufuseini.